Take your Bible tonight, if you will, and turn to the book of Revelation. Turn to the book of Revelation. Then I'll get started here and kind of tell you how all this came about. Revelation chapter 5. I'm not going to read the entire chapter, but I'd like for you, when you go home, to read the entire chapter. How many believe these things that are recorded in the book of Revelation either have or are or will come to pass? How many believes that? Amen. And in Revelation chapter number 5, in verse number 9, the Bible said they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. Who's singing? Who's singing? Who are the ones that have been redeemed to God? Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. There is no other redemption, by the way. Redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. How many believe that's going to happen just like that? Now watch this. You see, God gave me a message, and then I had to go to the Bible to make sure it was a Bible message. You don't know what I just said, do you? But I tell you what, I believe if you walk with the Lord and walk in the Spirit. I was in a funeral home one time and looked at a plaque hanging on the wall in a funeral home, and God gave me a message. Watch verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, watch this now, heard I saying. Am I reading this right? Every creature's got something to say. Don't matter if they're on the earth, in the sea, wherever they are, they got something to say. Is that right? And John, in the Spirit, on the Lord's day, said, here's what I heard him saying. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Now, I have a question for you tonight. Everybody listen to me carefully, okay? I'm not even going to give you the title. Brother Richard, you'll have to wait till the end. I'll give you the title at the end, okay? And if I don't, you wave at me back there or something. Somebody say, title, preacher. Amen. And I'll give you the title. I'm not going to give you the title now. You're not ready for it yet. Amen. But I've got a title. Amen. And I've got a text. And I've got a message on my heart. Would it be all right to believe that if every creature, after this whole thing's wrapped up and we're in heaven, every creature is going to honor God and glorify God, would it be all right to believe that God could use a creature right now to speak to a man's heart? Are you with me? Amen. I'll show you something tonight, how God dealt with my heart about this message. Think about the animals in the Bible. Think about, I just pinned down a few things from memory and a few things I looked up to make sure. On the ark, the animals, male and female, two of every unclean beast and seven of every clean beast, they got on the ark. You remember that? The Holy Spirit was descending on Jesus in the form of a dove. You remember that? You'll find a donkey talking to Balaam. Do you remember that? Jesus was riding on a donkey. There was a fish with the tribute money in his mouth. There was dogs licking up the blood of Jezebel. There were dogs that Paul said to beware of. There were lions devouring the enemies of Daniel. There was a bear being whipped by David, the shepherd of Israel. And there were two she-bears tearing the kids, the Bible used the word children, that mocked them. Elisha, they mocked Elisha, the man of God, and God sent two she-bears out of the woods on them. Rebekah was lighting off of her camel, the word of God said. Eagles in the word of God flying high, and sheep eating low. Jesus one day is going to ride out of glory on a white horse. I'm looking at just a few examples of animals in the Word of God. Not all of them, but just a few. In the Word of God, you find bats and you find buzzards. You find conies and you find cows. You find foxes and you find fleas. You find frogs and you find flies. You find goats and you find grasshoppers. And you find horses and you find hares. You find locusts and you find lambs. You find lions and you find lizards. You find rams and you find rats. You find snakes and you find snails. You find spiders and you find sparrows. And you find wolves and you find worms. You find all of that in the Word of God. God said that something about these animals in the Word of God. Out on a limb tonight with this message, because the animal that I'm going to preach about tonight, I didn't find it in the Word of God. But I did find it over there in that verse. And every creature, how many sees that over there? Every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all them in them heard I say. And John said, I heard them saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne. I believe, my friend, that the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that the whole creation groans and travails. And what they're really looking forward to is this day when sin will be no more. Amen. They'll be able to praise the Lord. Listen, if you think that's crazy about animals, book of Isaiah said the trees of the field are going to clap their hands. Amen. They're going to give honor to God in that day. I want to tell you how the Lord spoke to my heart. Tonight, I'm going to look at a little creature called a squirrel. A squirrel. Monday morning, I grabbed a water hose back here behind the church, and I headed out around yonder with it to hook it up to a water heater over here and let the water out of it. We were going to swap them out, and we did swap them out, only to find out when we got them swapped out that that over yonder leaked over here. So it's about to leak over yonder. That's all I can tell you. Amen. But we got it all worked out. Amen. But I was dragging a hose down through there. I turned the corner of the Bible Way Baptist Church down there, and in the front yard, there was a little squirrel, a little gray squirrel. And that squirrel did something that I wasn't ready for. It run up the front of the church. I really didn't see it run up the front of the church. It was quick on its feet. I'm going somewhere tonight. If you'll stay with me, I promise you God will bless your heart. I tell you what, I was a threat to that little squirrel. I was a lot bigger than that little squirrel. I can tell you this much, I ain't quicker than that little squirrel. But I was a lot bigger than that little squirrel. And that little squirrel took off. And when I saw that little bushy tail, would somebody like to guess where it was? It was behind the cross on the front of that building out yonder. And I went over there and I looked like that. And I'm telling you, he was curled up right in the middle behind the cross. I'm going somewhere tonight. If you'll stay, glory to God, I'm telling you, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to show you some things tonight. I believe God will bless our hearts together. Amen. Listen, I did a little bit of study. Squirrels are no doubt, they're smart little creatures. But I think as humans, we don't give them enough credit. Squirrels give birth to their young about once or twice each year. And the number of newborns can vary depending on the species. Although they're born, listen to this, we're a whole lot more like a squirrel than we want to admit. They're born toothless, and they're born blind, and they're born naked. Somebody shout glory right there. We're a whole lot like a squirrel, amen, than we want to admit. They're born toothless, and they're born, has Owen got any teeth yet, Brother John? Is them teeth coming in yet? The bottom two are. You'll know when the top two meet the bottom two and your fingers in between them. I guarantee you'll know it. Amen. I thank God they're born toothless, don't you? Amen. The squirrel's born toothless, blind and naked. They become quite the characters later on. A female solely are responsible for watching and caring for the young. And sometimes predators and hawks and the snakes and stuff like that, they'll get one of them, but they try their best to take care of their young. The Bible said here, in every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say a blessing and honor. Amen to the Lord. Blessing and honor to the Lord. Let me give you a couple things tonight. First of all, I believe that squirrel was smart. A smart squirrel. He said, "Preacher, you've lost it." Well, I tell you what, I think he's a lot smarter than a lot of people in Bloomingdale are. I think he's a lot smarter than a lot of people in Washington are. Before I get done, you'll understand. Say amen. Watch what the Bible said right here. The Bible said that all of them, every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say in blessing and honor and glory. Let me ask you something right now. How many people in Bloomingdale say in blessing and honor and glory be to Him that sits on the throne? Amen. The Bible said all the animals will do that in that day. Every creature. Let me give you some things tonight that I just took and observed. Number one, I think he was smart because he left out in a hurry. When he felt threatened, the squirrel ran. Amen. He left out in a hurry. Let me ask you something right quick. How many of us knows now tonight that we were threatened by sin, threatened by hell, threatened by death, threatened by the devil a long time before we ran? Say amen to the one that can help us with those problems. Let me show you tonight. He was left out in a hurry. I believe he was smart. When he felt threatened, he ran. Number two, he did not hesitate. Even the night that I got saved by the grace of God, I hesitated. Even that night, I hesitated. Amen. But that squirrel didn't hesitate. He didn't want to talk to me for a little while. Amen. All he did was lay eyes on me. I believe if we could lay eyes on hell, lay eyes on death, lay eyes on the devil, and lay eyes on this flesh for what it really is, we wouldn't hesitate. We'd run. We'd run. Watch this tonight. I'm going somewhere. The squirrel, I believe he was smart because he left out in a hurry. And I believe he was smart because he did not hesitate. But number three, and this is where the thrust of the message is tonight, I believe he was smart because he found a place to hide. He found a hiding place. You say, "Preacher, what are you trying to say?" How many of you all are even aware? Some of you old timers are. I know that there's a cross hanging on front of that building down there on the old church. Now, it sets out, I'm going to describe it for you for a minute. It's white. And it really stands out good on that brick. But it sets out away from the building about that far because it has lights behind it. I tell you what, you get a hold of this after a while, we'll catch you down there at that red light that fell a while ago in the wind. Amen. Listen to me. It's got fluorescent lights behind it. It's got ballast in behind it. There's wires in behind it. I'm going somewhere. You stay with me tonight. Amen. And I'm telling you, when I turned the corner, that little old squirrel, he didn't hesitate. Woo! He was out of sight, really. I hadn't turned the corner. I got to the corner. By the time I turned the corner, he was already out of sight. And the only thing that gave him away was that bushy tail that was hanging out from behind the cross. I'll give you something tonight. Look at this with me just a minute. And I'll give you something I believe will stay with you till Jesus comes. Listen, he's smart. He left out in a hurry. He did not hesitate. He found a place to hide. Behind the cross. Why would this squirrel, I almost gave away the title of the message. Why would this squirrel hide behind the cross? You ready? I'm going to go down through a list tonight. Listen to me carefully. How many realize this tonight? In order to hide behind something, it's got to be bigger than you are.
Brother Ted, I couldn't hide behind that cross because it's a narrow cross out there. Amen. But that little old squirrel could hide behind that cross. And I tell you, thank God Almighty, years ago on a hill called Golgotha, my Lord hung on an old rugged cross, and I'm hid with Christ in God in Him. I'm hid right there tonight. That cross is bigger than we are. That cross is bigger than the sin of the whole wide world. And in order for that squirrel to hide, he had to hide behind something that was bigger than he was. Well, glory. I tell you what, the devil's jumped on me and he said, you better leave that alone. I said, I love my people and I love my Jesus, and my Jesus give it to me. Here it comes. Amen. That squirrel hid behind the cross. He was smart, because that cross was bigger than he was. Let me give you this. That cross that our Lord bled and died on, it's bigger than we are. It's bigger than our sin. It's bigger than our faults. It's bigger than our failures. Let me give you something right now, Bible way. If we remember this, we'll never have a problem that we can't work through. Brother Brian, it's bigger than any difference you and I would ever have. What's that mean? That means we might have a difference along the way, somewhere along the way. But thank God if that cross is standing in the middle, it's bigger than any difference that you and I might have. Glory. That squirrel hid behind the cross. I'm going to tell you something right now. I would to God Brother Jack could be sitting on that front bench right now. Amen. He was around years ago, evidently. Amen. When they put that cross up there. It's beautiful. Amen. And it's more beautiful now than it ever has been to me. Amen. Now listen, when you go out of the parking lot tonight, don't you pull out in that road looking over your shoulder at that cross. Yeah. Say amen. There might be something coming down a packing house road out there. Amen. Just if you're going to look at it, my friend, look at it. But not while you're driving that away looking back. Amen. But I want you to look at it. I want you to get it tonight. Not only that, notice this now. The cross was bigger than he was. Secondly, he was a smart squirrel, because when he jumped up there, he was in a position higher than I was. You say, preacher, I don't understand. How many understands tonight? Listen, when we're identified with Jesus, amen, we're in a position. Thank God we don't have to live in sin anymore. Amen. I'm telling you, when he saved our soul, the Bible said sin shall not have dominion over you. And my friend, he was in a position behind that cross higher than the threat was. I'm going to tell you something right now. There are times when the threat comes in my life and I think it's going to get the best of me. Somebody help me. Amen. But thank God when you realize you're positioned in the cross, you're positioned higher than that threat is. It's coming into your life. Let me give you this. You're going to like this. You want to know, Brother David, why I believe that squirrel went whoop? I mean, it was about that quick whoop. I'll tell you why. Because that cross was a place he was familiar with. Yeah. Oh, glory. I may tell you what's the truth. He said, preacher, I don't understand. Well, you'll get it maybe if you do understand one of these days. Amen. I'm going to tell you who's going to walk in victory. That's them that don't get too far away from the cross. That's them that, my friend, it's a familiar place in their life. Amen. They haven't forgot what Jesus did when he bled and died there. And my friend, it don't take them long to run back to Calvary. Because they're close when the enemy comes. Our youth are over here tonight. And this is the God's truth. This is the God's truth. I prayed about a while ago asking Brother Johnny to bring them over here. And I didn't even know they'd be over here anyway tonight. I don't know. I just thought, well, then the devil said, well, then the youth will think you're crazy. Amen. Well, I don't leave here thinking I'm crazy. Squirrely maybe, but not crazy. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what's the truth. That squirrel ran up there. It was a familiar place. He knew he had been that way before. Amen. He knew he could hide out right there. I about guarantee you when that man comes on the lawnmower, I about guarantee you that squirrel sat up there and watched him mow. Amen. It was a familiar place. Are you ready for some more? It was a place. Listen, it was already I don't know how that thing's wired up, but evidently it's not wired up on a photocell because the lights were still on. It was a place that was well lit. That squirrel was crawled up in there. When I looked back here, them lights were still a-glowing against that building. It was already 9 o'clock, but them lights were still a-glowing. How many believes when you get hit in the cross, you can walk in a place? Brother Brian, you taught about that path, amen, that's well lit. I thank God for Calvary. I thank God for the Word of God. I thank God that we're children of the light, children of the day. We're not children of darkness, and we can walk in the light as He is in the light. It was a place that was well lit. Think about this. Even when it's dark on the outside, that squirrel is still in the light. I'll tell you what's the truth. Sin is rampant. Hey, man, I'm telling you, the drug culture, the homosexual culture, the whole culture of this country that we live in, sin is rampant. Every way you look, there's a drinking and womanizing and all kinds of sin going on, adultery everywhere. But I tell you what, thank God, we that are walking in the cross can walk in the light, even though it's dark all the way around us. Even though it's dark all the way around us. I'm trying to get through this. Let's go on. I don't know what number it is. It's under number 3. The next thing I found out there is it's a place that's warm. How many of y'all know anything about fluorescent lights and ballasts? Over there at the fellowship hall, there's a little fluorescent light about 4 foot long hanging on the outside. They actually make a sign ballast, which is designed to operate in the cold weather. It's designed to operate out there. That over there must be an interior light. Because if you turn it on early in the morning and it's cold, it just grunts at you. You don't get no light out of it. Amen? But after a while, you get light. And after a while, you got light because that ballast is warm. How many's with me tonight? I'll guarantee you, Brother Houston, that if I'd have climbed up a ladder and laid my hand in there where that squirrel was hiding, it was warm. That's got to be the smartest squirrel in Bloomingdale. Somebody say amen. I mean, to hide behind the cross, to hide where there's light, to hide, my friend, where it's warm, to hide behind something that's bigger than he is. He's a pretty smart squirrel, if you ask me. Now listen, not only was it a place where it's warm, How many knows what it takes to make a ballast and a fluorescent light work? How many knows? If you know, raise your hand. It takes power. Are you all right, sister? I'm doing good, ain't I? Amen. In my heart, I am. Because I know that squirrel jumped up there and behind that cross. One of these days, or some of those days back yonder, somebody knocked a hole in a brick wall. And somebody ran a wire out through that wall. And somebody took some wire nuts and tied them on to a ballast out there. And now, thank God Almighty, there's power behind that cross out there. Amen. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood. I tell you, there's still power in that cross. Let me tell you something right now. You want to know why a lot of churches and a lot of preachers have give up on Calvary and give up on the gospel and they're going for every new thing under the sun? Their music acts like it come out of either a rock concert or a bar room. I'll tell you why they've give up. They don't believe there's still power in the cross. They don't believe there's power in the blood. They don't believe there's a warm place and a hiding place at Calvary anymore. But I still believe that's a smart squirrel. There's power where he was curled up at yonder. Amen. You know what? I wouldn't put myself anywhere near Jesus as far as preaching. But if you'll study the life of our Lord Jesus, he's liable to talk about bread. He's liable to talk about a foundation, ain't he? Say amen. I could just see, Brother Houston, I believe you was laying them block and lost, and Jesus walked up to talk to you. I believe he'd get on down there at the bottom of that scaffold where you started, wouldn't he, brother? So you poured some concrete, you put some rebar in it, you squared her up, amen. If you want it to be square in the air, it's got to be square down here on the ground, say amen. I tell you what I believe with all of my heart. I believe with all of my heart there's power at the cross, and I believe it's a good place to hide even in this generation. Now watch this. Not only was it a place of power, but it's a place of shelter from the elements. I'm imagining now, I don't know this for sure, I haven't been out there, but Brother John, I'm imagining that cross is probably made out of fiberglass. It's made out of something tough, and it's made out of something durable. It's been hanging out there many years, freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing, and it's still hanging there. It's not cracked, amen? It's still white. It's still got its color. I just about guarantee you that white in that plastic or that fiberglass, whatever that material is, goes all the way through it. It wasn't something they just rubbed on the outside of it. Glory, glory, glory. Thank God for that blood that stained that old rugged cross. It's not just something on the outside, but it'll do something down on the inside. Every one of us. Oh, Brother Rightly Salling used to say there's a difference between being whitewashed and washed white. When you're washed white, it's through and through. Amen. Let me give you this. I mentioned this just a moment ago. But that cross out there, it's hung on a wall with a firm foundation. Brother Brian, if that foundation gives. See, somebody drilled into that brick and put some hangers in that brick of some kind. And if that foundation gives and then brick crack, then guess what's going with the wall? That's a pretty smart squirrel. Because he was behind a cross that had a good foundation under it. Amen. Whew. How many believes we're on a firm foundation tonight? Other foundation can no man lay than that's laid. That is the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Well, glory to God. Am I all right? My wife said, give me a hint, honey. She was wanting to know what I was going to preach tonight. I said, I'll just give you this hint. I'll be out on a limb. I'm going to be out. You know what I found out about Jesus? It's all right to be out on a limb with him. It's all right. Amen. Sow it off. He'll take care of me. Amen. The squirrel. Smart squirrel. Let me give you this. You're going to like this, Brother Brian. The Sunday school come into mind right here. Lord, give me all this stuff sitting over there today, just meditating about what I saw. It's a good place to nest the little ones. Brother Brian, if it's good enough for me and you, it's good enough for Jesse, ain't it? Good enough for Maggie, ain't it? Glory, glory, glory. It's a good place to nest the little ones. Amen. Oh, you say, preacher, we need something else for the youth. No, we don't. I tell you what we need to do. Get back to Calvary. Amen. Calvary will get the job done. The cross will get the job done. It's a good place to nest the little ones. If it'll protect me from the storm, it'll protect the little ones from the storm. I'm about done with this part. And I'm going to read a few verses. I'm about out of gas. You don't know what I mean. You'll try it sometime. Because of this, well, no, wait a minute now. Here's the last thing right here. And then I got a couple things to say. Then we'll move on to the verses. That cross out there is a place, Brother Ted, that goes unnoticed by many. Hey, people ride up and down Packinghouse Road. How many of you tonight, I'm calling attention to it tonight, and you've really never paid much attention to it. Is there anybody like that here, never paid much attention to that cross out yonder? Okay, I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. But I'm going to tell you something right now, I ain't never paid no attention to it like I have this week. Brother Dan, my prayer is that you and Brother Wayne, every time you pull in out there, it'll mean something special to you. You'll think about a little squirrel that found a hiding place in the cross. It's a place that goes unnoticed by many. They just ride up and down the road and never pay any attention to the cross. I'm telling you, in this generation we live in, you can preach your guts out. It'll still go unnoticed by many. But to that one little squirrel, it made the difference. Glory to God, I'm telling you tonight. Thank God tonight it might go unnoticed by many. But Sister Jennifer, it's not unnoticed by all. Some of us can't wait to get here. Some of us can't wait to see what God's going to do next. What prayer God's going to answer next. Who's God going to save next? That's the way it ought to be. But many, it just goes unnoticed. We can expect that from the world. But my dear friend tonight, God expects more than that of His children. Let's not get in a spot where the cross goes unnoticed. Let me give you a couple little thoughts and then I'll get to some verses. Because of this experience with the squirrel, I will never see the front of our church the same way again. How many remembers when God birthed you into His family? The song, at the cross where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. How many remembers, amen, when you met Jesus in faith at the cross? You know what? Because of this experience with the cross and that little squirrel, I'll never see that cross out there the same way again. But you know what? When a man genuinely gets born again, he never sees life the same way again. I'll say this. He never sees death the same way again. We had to bury Tim's mom last week. Brother Tim's mom, your precious brother, Brother Jeff. But I'm going to tell you what, because of Calvary, we know there's an eternity. We don't see life the same, and we don't see death the same. Say amen. Because of Calvary. Because of that experience, I'll never look at that cross the same way again. Let me give you this, and I'll go on to the verses. Because of Calvary, I'll never be the same again. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Amen. All things are become new because of Calvary. Let me give you this tonight, and I believe it would be fitting. John chapter 19 and verse 17. And he, Jesus, bearing his cross, he went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is in the Hebrew, Golgotha. John 19:19, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. John 19:25, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister and Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Question tonight. How many would like to finish this thing up standing by the cross? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:17, for God sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. This preaching tonight to a lot of people would just be foolishness. I wish you could see my heart tonight. I will tell you that little squirrel has blessed my heart this week. I hope when that devil gets after me, Brother Jimmy, I'll have sense enough to run, scurry right quick, and get in that hiding place. But God forbid, Paul said, that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Listen to Philippians 2:8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, Brother John, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Did you know that you and I are supposed to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus? How many knows that? Amen. If we save our life, we'll lose it. But if we'll lose our life for His name's sake, the Word of God said we'll save it. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. How many can remember when you made peace by the blood of His cross? There is no other way. Just through the blood of Jesus. The Bible said in Colossians 2:14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. You see, God had thrown the book at us, Brother Merv. Yeah. We had broken every law there was to break. You said, preacher, I don't believe that. The Bible said if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you're guilty of all. Thank God the Holy Ghost threw the book at us. And Jesus took the book and nailed it to His cross. The handwriting of ordinances, that was against it. He took it out of the way. He nailed it to His cross. Then the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now sit down at the right hand of God the Father. I'm going to tell you something right now. Back yonder in my younger days, I squirrel hunted some. I got to where I guess I was about 18, 19 years old. I didn't care nothing about squirrel hunting anymore. I started deer hunting and turkey hunting and stuff like that. How many of y'all believe you could pull the trigger on a squirrel that was sticking his head out from behind the cross? That'd be tough, wouldn't it? Amen. I'd have to be awful hungry. Say amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now, church. God wants us to learn a little lesson from that squirrel out yonder about the cross. How many believes it's still well lit? It's a good path to walk in. Somebody said, y'all preach that old bloody religion. Nah. We do better than that. We preach a bloody salvation, don't we, Brother Brian? Oh, everything under the sun can be called religion, but there ain't but one salvation. One way, one truth, and one life. It's to be found at an old rugged cross. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to just thank God for the Bible Way Squirrel. That's the title, brother. The Bible Way Squirrel. See, when they look at that on the internet, they'll have to click on it and see what that's all about. What they'll think is the deacons had a meeting and was talking about the preacher. I'm just kidding. My deacons, I love them. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. How many will take and make a little time to look at that? Will you? Not in the car while you're pulling out on Packing House. Make a little time to look at that. Maybe take a little time and go around there one day and look how that thing's set out from the wall and how them lights is in behind it. I'm going to tell you something right now. That cross out yonder is beautiful. But I believe the one our Lord hung on was the ugliest sight this world's ever seen. The Bible said His visage was so marred, more than the form of any man. I believe He looked like a piece of meat hanging on a pole. His back gaped open. His eyes swelled shut. His beard pulled out. Thorns down in His brow. Nails in His hands. Nails in His feet. And I believe if you could hear good, and that crowd would have got quiet enough, you would have heard that blood dripping. Dripping. Some of the songwriters, I'm not picking and I'm not fussing, but some of them's got it wrong, Brother Gary. They talk about just one drop of blood. Brother, How many in here's got sugar? How many's got sugar? You have to check your sugar. You get one drop of blood every day, don't you, brother? But you didn't have to give your life to get one drop of blood. Amen. Our Lord gave His life. Amen. He gave it all. Amen. By the grace of God, I want to finish this thing up giving it my all. Amen, giving it my all. He's worthy. If you don't believe me, you come meet me in that verse in Revelation. When everything in the sea and everything in the earth. That's right after we sing. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. I'm trying to quit. Glory. Glory. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you tonight for the privilege to be here at Bible Way tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd bless the hearts of these dear people that have gathered here tonight. I ask you tonight, Lord, when it comes to Calvary, help us to never get over that hill. On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me. Carried the cross all the way, my sins to atone. There they nailed him to a cross. Great was the pain and the loss. He suffered it all because he loved me. Thank you, Lord, for loving us tonight. Thank you for giving your life for us tonight. Help us, we do pray tonight.